are always glad to hear from Stateside listeners to get your ideas and your suggestions for stories that we really should share with everyone. So when we got an email from Lansing musician Ben Hassinger asking us to take a closer look at the upcoming music festival he's hosting this Friday and Saturday, we bit, especially when we discovered that this celebration is called Mighty Uke Day. What is not to love? Joining us now is Ben Hassinger, who is completely and totally a champion of the ukulele, right?
That's right. Look, you got ukulele and uke.
Yes.
Perfect.
So many people.
You must be a pro. I can tell.
So it really is the official way to say it is not ukulele, as so many of us do.
Right. Yeah, actually, the actual Hawaiian pronunciation is ukulele, which means jumping flea in Hawaiian. Because when the Portuguese first brought over the predecessor to the ukulele, the islanders were amazed how quick their hands moved up and down the neck.
Okay.
So they said it was like a flea jumping on the strings. So they took that Portuguese instrument and developed it into the ukulele.
The ukulele. Well, you clearly have something going on, Ben Hassinger, that people are liking in the Lansing area. This is the third Mighty Uke Day?
Right, right. And it's a day and a half, so it's even mightier than usual. last year, I got Little Rev in from Madison, who's a great kind of ragtime player. We expanded it. Probably had about 300 people come. And then this year, I was just incredibly fortunate to have one of the world's finest ukulele players, James Hill, come to Old Town Lansing for our festival. So we're going to have 300 to 500 people in Old Town all celebrating the power of the little ukulele.
On this Friday and Saturday, what is it that has drawn you to the ukulele?
Well, I was in Hawaii in 2009, and I just stumbled upon a ukulele festival. And when I went there, there was, I don't know, a couple thousand people, and everybody had a smile on their face and was having a good time. And I go, you know, this is a special little instrument. So I had called up my friend Stan Werben at Elderly Instruments, who'd always been a proponent of the ukulele, and said, Stan, you've been right all along. The ukulele rocks. You know, this is a great instrument. And we started putting together the Lansing Area Ukulele Group, and then the little things take it over my life. So
that one little ukulele.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Lansing musician Ben Hassinger, who is going to be basically leading the way for the big Mighty Uke Day, a festival that he's hosting this Friday and Saturday in the Lansing area. If you could you get us into the Aloha Spirit Michigan style and give us a tune?
Well, yeah, this is. I don't think this song was originally composed for the ukulele, but you never know, because back when this was written, ukuleles were incredibly popular. But I'm a huge Tigers fan. So they've been doing pretty darn well this year. So I'll play this one for everybody. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the Tigers. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
That is happy music. What, you're a musician. I know you know a lot of instruments. What is it particularly about that sound of that ukulele that does kind of just brighten
well,
you?
One thing that's interesting about the ukulele is it has something called reentrant tuning. And most instruments, when you go from the higher strings to the lower strings, it goes down in pitch.
Okay.
But on a ukulele, so the lowest string on the ukulele, you know, the way it's laid out, is actually high. It's up an octave from where you'd think it would be.
So it makes it cheery.
Right. There's sad songs written on ukuleles, but they still sound happy.
They still sound
right.
Happy. And you've really been doing a lot in Lansing's Old Town area. And it sounds like this little ukulele has done a lot to kind of give that a jump start.
Well, it really has. I mean, I've always loved Old Town. people have said, well, why don't you take this festival and put it in an all-inclusive hotel, this and that. I go, no, I want to have it in Old Town where people can walk around, support the local businesses, go to different places. And Old Town really lends itself to that. We've got Elderly Instruments right around the corner, which is one of the world's largest ukulele stores. You probably didn't know that.
Right here in Michigan.
And there's just all kinds of great little art galleries and restaurants. The Creole Gallery is where the main concerts are going to be, which is a nice venue. So
plenty of music and things to do in Old Town Lansing, May 10th and 11th, Mighty Uke Day. And you can go to benhassinger.com and get all the details. So, Ben, take us out with more of that aloha spirit.
All right. This little song is so nice out. This is a beautiful Michigan spring song.